Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Charlene Campbell. Charlene is the artistic director of the Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater based here in Missoula, Montana, and also the Vibe USA director. The Vienna International Ballet Experience events are happening this coming week, starting on Tuesday and running through the 14th. All sorts of activities happening. And Charlene, this is the second time now that this event has been hosted by your organization and here in Missoula. And it's a broad event that goes way beyond dance. You describe it as looking to dedicate deepening human and cultural connections through the arts. And there's a lot happening. Maybe start with the global vision, if you will, of Vibe and how this came about and how it ended up in Montana. Fantastic.
Well, you have that word experience at the end of, you know, the ballet phrase. It started, we've been building relationships overseas since, you know, we started traveling in 2002. And in 2014, Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater was an opening event at the Salzburg Music Festival. And while we were there in Salzburg, we were invited to Vienna to participate in Vladimir Malakov's great dance competition. And at the 11th hour, the whole company didn't go, but two of my dancers and I jumped on a train back to Vienna. And throughout that week, we competed in the pas de deux, classical pas de deux category, and we came in third place in the world, which was pretty miraculous with China and Russia. And we had a great time, first off, performing, you know, in the greatest theaters of Vienna, but we also met Gregor Hatala. And Gregor Hatala was planning to retire that year from principal dancer status at the Vienna State Opera Ballet. We became friends, discovered he likes to hunt and fish, which is pretty unusual in my experience with classical ballet, male ballet dancers, and was excited about visiting us in Montana. And that's where the whole discussion began. And they had never had a foreign affiliation associated with that competition. And basically, that competition has, evolved into what we've created. So our affiliation is with Gregor Hatala, and he is the international director of this Vienna International Ballet Experience. Their competition will be Easter week in Vienna. So this is sort of the pre-show, the international pre-show here happening in the USA to the great finals. If you're a winner here, you get to go to Vienna at Easter. And he was primarily interested in the ballet component of it and the high-level dancing component. And because of our diplomacy, travels throughout the world and being a university town and, I said, well, I don't think our little beautiful town could support just an elite ballet competition, but if we could make it more relevant, not just to our own town, but really USA, make it an educational opportunity for the children, every facet, how much can we pack into it? And it's a lot bigger this year than it was last year, but that's why it's three or four pieces of a pie that make up the Vienna International Ballet Experience in the USA.
Well, and in addition to the competitions, you have films and, as you mentioned, educational opportunities and activities happening throughout the week. Mansfield Center is involved. Talk a little bit about those other pieces of the pie, the other components, because there are so many things that people could partake in.
Yes.
And maybe we should say right off the top that nearly everything is free and open to the public,
yes,
right?
Yes, that too. So last year, there were three pieces to the pie. It was the dance competition, the diplomacy conference, and the literary and film events. This year, there's four pieces to the pie. We've added a global health component. So there are literally four different avenues you can take every day, depending on what your heart's desire is in the middle of the winter. You can come to the Denison Theater Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here on campus. And for free, watch these dancers every 2 or 3 minutes rotate through on stage, giving the best of the best that they have. The finals are on Friday. There's going to be an open category that includes our Native Americans, the hip-hop dancers, the tap dancers, the singers, whatever they've come up with in that category. Then contemporary dance. And we're talking individuals, groups, children, you know, ages 7 to, I think, 30-something is our, probably our older dancers. Dancers from 40 different countries. So the open category is Tuesday, and so is contemporary. And then we launch into ballet, which is classical and neoclassical, on Wednesday and Thursday. And Friday is the finals in every category. So it's a rotating group of 1,000 in that theater all day long, watching these stories unfold on stage and off, because people very rapidly, we discovered last year, started welcoming these people in the lobby and in the halls and bringing coffee to the jury. And it was really, you know, the happiest of situations, actually, meeting and greeting these people. So that's what's happening in the Denison. But if you want to go hear, you know, what are the perils of overstretching or eating disorder discussions or extreme behavior, we have a PhD coming with their research on Wednesday. Those events will be happening in the Masker Theater on campus. There will be a Native American cultural presentation from the Salish Kootenai tribe on Wednesday from 1 to 3 in the Masker Theater. There will be beading demonstrations of how they create their costumes in the lobby throughout the week. There will be evening presentations at the Roxy. On Thursday night is the Montana premiere of Strike a Pose, about Madonna's backup dancers in the heyday. And her leading partner and dancer, Carlton Wilborn, will be here for that event. Will be a panel discussion with Carlton at 7. The movie is at 8. On Friday night, it's a series coming from Hong Kong called Jumping Frames. They're contemporary dance films from throughout China, and the director Raymond Wong will be here with a panel discussion with our Chinese delegation. There's 10 or 12 of them from all over China, including Lu Bing from the Beijing Dance Academy and Ming Yang Kui from the National Ballet of China, and Chan Han Go, who's the director of the Go Ballet in Vancouver, talking about their experiences in China and everything else. So that's Thursday and Friday night. Wednesday night at the Silver is a San Diego film festival called 40 North. And the directors and producers of that are actually competitors, young ladies from San Diego. We have some unusual scholarship situations this year we didn't have. It's not just cash or scholarships. An example is the Silver Foundation has sort of an essay contest for the dancers all ages to write about why they dance and how what they do supports the role of the arts in global human communication. And the public schools are coming to us, and we're going to the public schools. And the one I'm excited about is traveling to Dixon with the Romanian hip-hop dancers and getting all these people interacting together.
Well, it sounds like that's one of the things that happened last year. You mentioned somewhere in the press release, I read 500 different people from all over the world, and they are interacting in many different ways, and a wonderful cultural experience. Let's give the websites out. If you're interested in participating in any way, finding out more information, the Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater website is probably the best place to go. It's rmbt.org. You can also go for information on events happening at the Mansfield Center to umt.edu/Mansfield. We're talking about the 5-day International Dance Challenge, Diplomacy Conference, and Film Festival, all the events happening running through January 10th through the 14th in Missoula. I've been talking with Charlene Campbell today. If people are interested in being involved in some way, I mentioned there's just tons of opportunities to participate.
Oh, yes.
And do you need volunteers?
We need volunteers all day long. And we have a tremendous support staff of, you know, friends and family through RMBT. But we also have a shifting sands sort of situation. You know, people are still applying for the visas. So we're going to have last-minute international guests coming, last-minute international guests that aren't coming, and all sorts of interesting needs, like moving the art exhibit. You asked, you know, what other events we have. We have an event that's about Radio City Music Hall and about women in the arts that were providing for their families through their work in the art before we had the right to vote. So, and that is going to be an exhibit of bronzes that's by a great artist named Melvina Hoffman, who is considered America's Rodin. That's coming to the U of M campus on Thursday, the guess that's the 12th. And that's a special event in the Masker Theater at 11. But an example is, you know, we have to move that art. So, you know, there are things like that where if you show up and you want to pitch in, you know, come tap one of us on a shoulder wearing a badge and saying, I'm going to be here for the day. If you need something, I'm sitting over here. And I'm pretty certain we can use all the community, you know, assistance. And really, primarily, I'm hoping that, and I'm sure we will, as Missoula, if you see somebody walking around a badge around town that's shivering, you know, say, welcome to our town. We just want every one of them to go home with good stories to share.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Vienna International Ballet Experience. All the events are happening this coming week, Tuesday. Things start and run the 10th through the 14th here in Missoula with all sorts of activities, both on campus and off. Again, it's rmbt.org, or go to Mansfield Center Activities at umt.edu/Mansfield. I've been talking with Charlene Campbell today, the Vibe USA director and Rocky Mountain Ballet Theater artistic director. Let's give the phone number out as well for more information, 549-5155.
And, you know, lastly, you don't have to be a dance fan for this. We have a conductor coming to work with the Missoula Youth Symphony from Portugal. There's a block party downtown January 10th. So come and enjoy it.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.